Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is January 21, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about DNA Payments acquires Zash to consolidate services and expand footprints. JCB expands its merchant network with Nets Group in Finland. Reliance Jio introduces UPI-based payment solution into its app. Cashflow selects I2C to extend offering with credit, debit and prepaid programs. Shiji Group selects Onyx CenterSource as commission payment processing partner. D-Local expands emerging markets payments platform in Africa. Bank fintech tie-ups continue despite SMB skepticism. Deep dive, how digital upgrades help healthcare providers cash flows. Accelerating accounts receivable starts with the invoice. The gig economy drives the next major payroll disruption. Now let's get started. DNA Payments acquires Zash to consolidate services and expand footprints. DNA Payments has acquired Sweden-based fintech Zash to consolidate its merchant services and global footprint. Zash provides POS software and payments services in the UK, across EU, and Latin America. The company provides a B2B2C solution, which allows merchants and consumers to interact and transact. Essentially, it's a way for merchants to both sell products at their retail location in addition to online. DNA Payments is a UK-based fintech company offering full-scope payments services for SMEs. In October 2019, DNA Payments acquired the County Route 7 Services Group, a payment solution provider operating in the UK. Consisting of Optomini, 123 Send, and the 123 Hire brands, they specialize in omni-channel payment processing technology, delivering solutions to the retail sector across all channels. JCB expands its merchant network with Nets Group in Finland. JCB International and Nordic-based payment service provider Nets Group have announced the wider enablement of JCB payment acceptance by Nets merchants in Finland. This latest strategic expansion initially enables over 18,000 businesses across Finland to accept JCB payments through the Nets Merchant Services platform. This will provide JCB's growing Russian and Japanese card member base with the opportunity to shop with ease and peace of mind whilst they visit the country. JCB and Nets Merchant Services will continue, during 2020, to enable well-known consumer brands in Finland to further increase JCB acceptance across the country. This ongoing partnership strengthens JCB's coverage across the Nordics, and further enhances the payment brand's goal to expand its network of 33 million merchant partners and provide a streamlined shopping experience to its 136 million global card members. Reliance Jio introduces UPI-based payment solution into its app. India-based telco Reliance Jio has entered into digital payments introducing UPI-based payments solution in its MyJio app. The feature is now only available to select users, however, a wider rollout will likely happen soon. Jio already has a payment wallet service in Jio Money app. Users will see a UPI option just below the search bar in MyJio app. A virtual payment address, VPA, with UPI handle at JIO will be created after the sign-up process is successful. It will require users to enter their mobile number, debit card details and link a bank account number. Users will require these to generate a UPI PIN for authenticating the transactions. According to the company, Jio is the first telecom operator to offer a mobile wallet with UPI payments, and second among payments bank service providers to offer so. Cashflow selects I2C to extend offering with credit, debit and prepaid programs. I2C, a global provider of payments processing and digital banking technology, has teamed up with Cashflows to benefit payment card issuers across Europe. I2C brings to the partnership a global platform that provides Cashflows, a business payment services provider, with end-to-end programs support. The unique I2C platform will allow Cashflow's clients to bring to market virtually any type of digital banking or payments solution, whether credit, debit, and/or prepaid programs, all from a single platform. Cashflow's payment solutions enable businesses to accept omni-channel payments from all major card schemes and issue innovative prepaid, credit, and debit products to their customer base, according to the official announcement. Founded in 2001, and headquartered in Silicon Valley, i2cents technology helps organizations drive revenue growth, scale, and adapt to change while supporting millions of users in more than 200 countries and territories and all time zones. UPS launches plugins for e-commerce merchants. UPS has announced the introduction of plugins to make UPS tools and services available within WooCommerce, PrestaShop, OpenCart, and Magento. The new plugins are part of UPS's strategy targeting e-commerce called the Digital Access Program. When UPS launched the program in October, it said embedding UPS natively into popular e-commerce platforms would help small and medium-sized businesses level the playing field. The UPS e-commerce software plugins allow merchants with UPS accounts to access their negotiated rates and integrate a wide range of UPS delivery services into their favorite platform. Additionally, SMBs can open a UPS account within the plugins and get access to discounts of up to 55% off daily rates. Plugins featured include label printing within the e-commerce platforms, including for multi-order batches, full control over shipping rates displayed to online shoppers, presentation of accurate, scheduled delivery times to e-shoppers during checkout, access to real-time tracking information. Shiji Group selects Onyx CenterSource as commission payment processing partner. Shiji Group has announced the partnership with Onyx CenterSource to become their vendor for commission payment processing for their online hotel distribution business, Shiji Distribution Solutions. As part of their initial agreement, Shiji Distribution Solutions will implement Onyx CenterSource's CompPay data collection and funding system in a number of portfolio properties across multiple regions during 2020. Onyx CenterSource is a provider of B2B payments and business intelligence solutions to the hospitality industry. The company collaborates with more than 150,000 hotel properties and 200,000 travel booking providers in 160 countries. Shiji Group provides software solutions and services for the hospitality, food service, retail and entertainment industries, ranging from hotel management solutions, to food and beverage and retail systems, payment gateways, data management, online distribution and more. The company develops a network of cloud technology platforms that facilitate data exchange by connecting businesses vertically and horizontally across related industries. dLocal expands emerging markets payments platform in Africa. dLocal, a fintech company that specializes in cross-border payments for emerging markets, has expanded its payments network to include Nigeria and South Africa. Leveraging a proprietary and flexible API-based payments technology platform, dLocal now supports over 300 local payment methods in 17 emerging market countries, including the top 5 emerging markets in the world by population: Brazil, China, India, Indonesia, and Mexico. Following dLocal's recent expansion, merchants that wish to sell in Nigeria will now be able to accept credit and debit card payments from Visa, MasterCard, and Verve, along with online bank transfers with Access Bank, Ecobank, United Bank for Africa PLC, First Bank, GT Bank, Sterling Bank, Zenith Bank, PCMB, Polaris Bank, FSDH Merchant Bank Limited, Unity Bank, and Providus Bank. In addition, merchants will be able to offer QR codes at checkout to be scanned with the payer's mobile banking app from Access Bank, Diamond Bank, PCMB, Fidelity Bank, First Bank, GT Bank, SCB, and Zenith Bank. Merchants that wish to sell in South Africa will now be able to accept credit and debit card payments from Visa and MasterCard, along with online bank transfers with Absa, Investec, Standard Bank, Nedbank, Capitec, and FNB. dLocal clients that wish to grow revenue in Nigeria and South Africa will now have immediate access via the platform's single API, with no need for any additional integration. The addition of Nigeria and South Africa expands the total market available to dLocal's 450 clients to an estimated US$170 billion. dLocal serves clients across a variety of primarily online-based business verticals, including e-commerce, SaaS, digital media, sharing economy and marketplaces, travel and tourism, and financial services companies. Bank fintech tie-ups continue despite SMB skepticism. While open banking initiatives and data integrations between banks and fintech firms have begun to target corporate and small business (SMB) end users, new research out of the UK has warned that small businesses are largely shunning the opportunity to unlock their financial data. In a recent report from the UK Federation of Small Businesses, FSB, research of 1,000 small business owners revealed that fewer than 1 in 7 SMBs are sharing their bank data with third-party service providers. We're 2 years on from the introduction of open banking, but very few small firms have reaped any benefit from it, warned FSB Chairman Mike Cherry in a statement, noting a general distrust of the banking industry as one factor behind the lack of SMB open banking adoption. The financial crash casts a long shadow. A lot of small business owners still don't trust lenders to do the right thing. Indeed, about 40% of small businesses said they believe data sharing is unsafe, while more than 33% said they are unaware of the benefits of data sharing. According to Cherry, in addition to reassuring small business clients of the security of their application programming interface (API) data integrations, banks and fintech firms must boost awareness among their SMB clients about the benefits that data sharing can offer. While small businesses may be unaware and even distrusting of open banking, this week's look at the latest in bank fintech data integrations has revealed that the industry continues to embrace data connectivity for the benefit of business end users, with partnerships as one way to improve awareness. HSBC targets treasurers with APIs. UK financial institution HSBC recently debuted a suite of APIs for corporate treasurers to integrate payments functionality within their existing back-office platforms. In an announcement, HSBC revealed the launch of its treasury APIs for corporate clients across 27 markets. Focusing on integrations with ERP, treasury management and other systems, the APIs allow treasurers to initiate payments from within their existing platforms, with support for real-time payments and single or bulk payments. HSBC also noted that the integrations support heightened visibility into the status of a transaction, both for the sender and beneficiary. APIs are the future of corporate-to-bank connectivity, and we are excited to be putting clients at the center of new developments to help them run and grow their business, said HSBC Head of Digital, Global Liquidity and Cash Management Nadia Hijazi in a statement. Open banking startup lands $99.9 million. Don Capital, HMI Capital and Insight Partners co-led a $99.9 million funding round for Sweden-based open banking platform Tink, according to reports on Monday, Jan. 20. The company offers a platform for banks and customers across Europe to support data integrations between banks and fintech firms. With existing customers that include PayPal, Klarna and NatWest, Tink uses its API to unlock aggregated financial data for banking clients and their customers to support enhanced financial management. Tink said it plans to deploy the new funding to continue expanding across Europe, with Don Capital general partner Josh Bell pointing to the proliferation of open banking throughout the globe. As the world of banking undergoes a fundamental shift, from analog to digital and from closed to open, banks and financial services require a new set of technical foundations on which to build a winning product strategy for the coming decades, he stated. NatWest adds loans to SMB cards. Also in the UK, NatWest has announced a fintech collaboration with small business prepaid corporate card company Saldo. Their partnership will connect Saldo's SMB users to small business loans from NatWest via its Esme Loans and Rapid Cash services, which connect businesses to credit lines to finance unpaid invoices. As one of the UK's biggest banks for SMBs, we're extremely keen to work with anyone that offers a unique, simple experience that makes it easier for our customers to run and grow their business, said NatWest head of ventures Andrew Ellis in a statement. Saldo is a partner that does exactly that whilst sharing our passion to do things differently for UK SMBs. We're thrilled to be working with them. Deep dive: how digital upgrades help healthcare providers' cash flows. Healthcare providers must carefully safeguard their cash flows to operate, but many face hurdles to getting fully compensated for provided services. The American Hospital Association (AHA) told PYMNTS via email that hospitals often prefer that insurance companies pay them through the low-cost, digital healthcare electronic funds transfer standard. Hospitals otherwise may get paid via paper check or virtual cards, but AHA said the high processing charges associated with the latter make it particularly undesirable. Many steps precede insurers' fund disbursements, however. Reports show that healthcare providers can struggle to earn medical claim approvals. They must then decide whether to handle rejected claims by shifting bill responsibility to patients, a tricky move, given that many are too financially burdened to pay on time or simply go unpaid for completed work. Those seeking to avoid such budgetary pains must encourage insurers to send electronic fund transfers, EFTs, as soon as possible. One key intervention focuses on strategically filing claims to maximize approval odds, which can smooth healthcare providers' cash flows. The B2B reimbursement process is complicated and slow, however, and confusing legacy practices only exacerbate its drawbacks. Medical staff first record patients' diagnoses and treatments via descriptions and medical codes in their notes and later send this information to patients' insurance companies by postal mail, electronic submissions, or third-party clearinghouses. Insurers review these claims and determine the share they will pay based on healthcare provider contracts, plan coverages, and internal evaluations of necessity, among other factors, then deliver reimbursements or reject the claims. Denials force healthcare providers to directly bill patients, give up on compensation, or adjust their documentation and resubmit, creating other frictions. Care providers are not helpless, however, and should respond to these growing compensation frictions by modernizing their accounts receivable (AR) practices and automating and digitizing filing and management systems. The following deep dive examines how such upgraded claims processes could give healthcare providers faster reimbursements. The high costs of claims errors. Providers work several compensation models into their health insurance contracts, typically submitting claims to firms for full or partial remuneration. Insurers review the claims to determine which prescriptions, procedures, and supplies are covered under patients' plans and then reimburse healthcare providers for valid claims. Alternative B2B payment structures are also being explored. Value-based care models see insurers pay hospitals based on the health of covered patient populations and the quality of services provided, rather than the specific treatments administered. One type of value-based care is bundled payments, which are handled in several ways. Insurers can pay healthcare providers in a lump sum that is then paid for all services administered and physicians. The sum may represent projected costs associated with particular medical conditions, and healthcare providers then pocket the difference if they spend below that amount and eat the costs if they go over. Reimbursement methods in which providers submit claims for specific treatments and then wait to be compensated for the costs of each remain common, despite some appetite for exploring different models. This standard practice is not without pains, however. Misunderstandings can turn would-be approvals into denials for claims affecting services covered by patients' insurance plans, and procedure explanations or billable item code errors are often at fault. Hospitals faced 270 billion initial denials in 2016, one report noted, and another found $262 billion worth of claims. 9% of the $3 trillion submitted were initially denied that year, though 63% of the latter were later successfully appealed. Upgrading insurance claims for the 21st century. Healthcare providers may find disputing rejected claims and adjusting them for reappraisal to be overwhelming. Technological updates can help, and switching to electronic filing from paper can improve accuracy and efficiency. The Nonprofit Council for Affordable Quality Healthcare reported in 2015 that providers spent 35 cents per electronically submitted claim, a significant savings over the average paper-based claim cost of $1.36. Automated systems can also be trained to examine billing and coding accuracy, confirm that billed items are covered by plans, and even alert remediation specialists to entries unlikely to be approved. This enables personnel to proactively tailor claims and possibly avoid lengthy denial and readjustment processes. Numerous hurdles block healthcare providers from receiving full, speedy compensation for their work, but newer technologies could improve their chances of reimbursement and relax budgetary constraints. Claim filing software solutions can play important roles in helping them improve their cash flows by reducing the likelihood that insurers will refuse bills, the first barrier standing in the way of insurers issuing timely digital payments. Such offerings can be powerful additions to healthcare providers' payments technology toolkits and make revenue collection smoother. Being consistent about your approach is first and foremost, he said. You need to set up practices for that follow-up sequence, how you'll reach out to customers and what you're going to say, that escalation messaging. In addition to the message itself, Aronica emphasized the importance of how companies deliver that message, whether it's through email or text message, based on customer preferences. Further, developing a late fee strategy can also be an important way to encourage a customer to take a message about past due invoices seriously. Unfortunately, late fees are among companies' biggest R management challenges, Aronica said, pointing to the friction associated with manually calculating and entering those late fees within accounting platforms. As a result, while many companies have late fee policies in place, few actually enforce them. This is one area in which our solutions integration with back office accounting, ERP and other software platforms is critical. In addition to ensuring that late fees are automatically calculated and applied, data integrations ensure that those fees are accounted for when closing the books and managing financials. Aronica pointed out that back office integration will be an important part of Biller Genie's strategy moving forward, with plans to expand the number of integrations its R solution can support this quarter. By ensuring that accounts receivable operations can communicate with all other financial and strategic areas of the enterprise, companies large and small can gain greater transparency and control over the invoice-to-cash cycle, an initiative that can address late payments more quickly and help to avoid them altogether. The gig economy drives the next major payroll disruption. The payroll has not seen much disruption since the introduction of direct deposit to accelerate workers' access to earned wages. But a new generation of workers is now driving monumental changes in the way businesses employ and pay talent, with their participation in the gig economy a key driver of those shifts. With data automation and faster payments, technology is now at a point where professionals no longer have to wait for a paycheck once or twice a month. On-demand access to wages is quickly penetrating the payroll space, and Paylocity CEO Steve Beauchamp says employers are only just beginning to get used to an idea that young millennial and Gen Z workers today consider the norm. We are definitely seeing an increased demand for faster payment cycles, he told PYMNTS, noting that this younger generation of a workforce came into adolescence and adulthood within the proliferation of the gig economy. To someone who is just graduating from college, gets a job and is told that they will be paid twice a month, that worker may think to themselves, that's not necessarily the way I live, that's not the way my expenses come in, Beauchamp said. That doesn't make much sense to them. They might have experience in college or high school working in those gigs with faster payment cycles. Paylocity recently announced the rollout of its on-demand payment service, enabling workers to access earned wages, typically a portion of what would be an entire paycheck on demand. The company is the latest payroll solution provider to introduce such a feature as demand for faster access to earned wages heats up. Employers test the waters. With more professionals taking up side jobs and gig work, their experience with companies like Uber in being able to receive payouts daily, or even multiple times a day, is one they're now beginning to demand from their employers. Yet those employers won't necessarily immediately warm up to this capability, according to Beauchamp. As we rolled out on-demand payment, we saw customers not necessarily ready to turn that on, he said. They themselves are trying to understand what the implications of that are. Employers of hourly workers, for example, need to be sure that workers accessing a portion of their wages have actually worked the hours for which they are being compensated, and need to validate that through supervisor and manager approvals. Today, Beauchamp said, it's typical for employees to take out only a small portion of their paychecks on demand. But as the on-demand wage access model becomes normalized, businesses will have to get used to their workers accessing larger portions of their paychecks when they need it, a shift he said will have implications for employer compliance with the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, as well as in cash flow management. If you take this to the nth degree, where everything is happening on a daily, or multiple times a day, basis, then this absolutely does have a cash flow impact, he noted. The way this is being used, for now, is for smaller withdrawals, but if you think about this changing over time, the cash flow impact will be more of a factor. Readying for more disruption. As employers ease into the potential new reality of real-time wages, Beauchamp said there is even more disruption ahead for the way professionals want to be paid. Though direct deposit remains the standard for many professionals in how they wish to receive funds, younger workers who prefer digital wallets and apps like Venmo could yield a growing preference for virtual payroll cards to facilitate those payouts. He also highlighted the broader shifting characteristics of young millennial and Gen Z workers, describing them as a generation that prefers to work in a diversified skill set and learn through digital channels like YouTube. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.